One of the biggest ways, one of the easiest ways to build up your brand on social media is by expressing your opinion on any subject that you feel strongly about. And the reason why a lot of people don't do it is because they are afraid of the backlash that they're going to receive. Because if you have a strong opinion, especially one that is in opposition of an opinion that someone else has on a subject, you're going to receive some backlash. You're going to get the haters in the comments. You're going to get people talking crap about you. And because of this, a lot of people that have strong opinions about subjects, they don't put themselves out there because they don't want the backlash. Another thing, especially with professionals think that, let's just say they're on LinkedIn. They think that if they're on LinkedIn, they have to be perfect. This is corporate culture, and this is how corporate conditions people. So they'll be on LinkedIn with a suit and tie on, and they're only posting the most polished content related to their industry, right? But if you find them on, let's just say, Instagram or TikTok, they might be dancing, they might be fishing and hunting. They don't think that their LinkedIn audience wants to see that side of them. They are afraid of, being looked at as a normal person on LinkedIn. So they won't post a fishing picture or a picture of their family or their strong opinion related to a certain subject on LinkedIn because they feel like if they say something that's not professional, they're going to lose business. Yeah, you're going to lose business from the people that are not good for you anyway. But for the people that want to connect with real people, for people that want to connect with people that think similar to them, you're going to attract more business that way. And so that's another reason why people don't put out content because they feel like if I say something controversial, I'm going to get fired from my job or I'm going to repel people. You're already repelling people by posting a video of the vacuum cleaner that you're trying to sell 100 times a week. You're already turning people off by posting the house that you're trying to sell as a real estate agent 100 times a week. We get it. You're a real estate agent. Now tell us who you are as a person. And that's where just exposing yourself, just kind of putting your personality out there is going to set you apart from a lot of other people in your industry. For instance, I'm a web developer, I'm a marketer, and I'm a businessman, right? And so the content that I create on, let's just say this podcast, or let's just say my TikTok page, a lot of that content is not even related to what I do for a living. I talk about anything that I feel strong about in that moment, right? And you won't believe, even though in my tagline, it says that I'm an investor in digital assets. Vast majority of my content is not about that. And you won't believe just how much business I still get, even though I really never try to pitch people anything. You won't believe how much business I still get simply because I shared an opinion that somebody else agreed with. And they're like, oh, by the way, what do you do? Oh, yeah, I see you build websites, or I see that you do marketing, or I see that you do this. Can I talk to you? Can I talk to you about my project? And people reach out to me. Okay, so I'm not afraid of putting myself out there and expressing myself and my opinions about subjects. So, long story short, if you only post about your industry, if you only, for instance, if you only talk about how cool, let's say you sell real estate, if you only talk about real estate, okay, yeah, you're gonna do a good job, blah, 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 blah. You're gonna get people attention. They're gonna know that you're a real estate agent, but they're not gonna feel like they can connect with you because they don't even know what you stand for. So I'm a big believer in if you're gonna build a personal brand, build that personal brand around who you truly are. You're going to attract your tribe. Why would you want to get money from people that you don't even connect with anyway? You know what I'm saying? If someone doesn't want to do business with you because of your opinion on a subject, cool. This is why it's important to have multiple streams of income anyway. You don't want to rely on one stream of income. So I'm a big believer in this. Not only a believer, I'm a big practitioner in having multiple streams of income set up so that regardless of how anyone feels about me personally, I'm still going to make money. Second of all, I'm going to put my personality out there so that I'll attract my tribe, because I love connecting with like-minded people. I love knowing, you know how many people I've done business with simply because of this podcast over the years? And we're talking about mindset and spirituality most of the time. But I still do business with a lot of people because of this podcast, because they start liking me as a person first, and then they start being curious about what I do for a living. Most people try to introduce themselves as what they do for a living. I never do that. Here's my opinion on this subject. You like it or you don't like it. And by the way, here's what I do for a living. So I'm encouraging you right now to, if you're thinking about taking your personal brand to the next level in 2022 and beyond, you know, just expressing your opinion about any subject is going to take you far. Now, you also want to be mindful of how you express yourself. You have to be willing to live with the consequences, because yes, when a video goes viral or when your content goes viral, you are going to get some negative feedback. It's just the law of average. You're going to get an average amount of people that don't like what you did or what you had to say or what you wore or how you talk or how you walk. They're not going to like you for whatever reason. Those are not your customers. Those are not your people. Your people are the people that not only just agree with you, because your people can also be people that disagree with you, but your people are the ones that respect you, regardless of your opinion. Those are the people that respect you. Like, you know what? I disagree with that, but I respect the way you said it. I respect that you said it, and I respect you as a person. Those are your people. The people that are like, oh, look at you. You're just whack. You know, look at your hair. Or you look at you, you're black, or you're white, or you're fat, or you're skinny. You know, those people, those are not your people. Why are you afraid of being revealed to your audience? You know, one thing with self-mastery, you know, with this podcast, and I've renamed it multiple times. You know, right now I'm interested in building my personal brand. So now it's like Master Yourself by Robbie Cornelius. But what I've learned is that I used to think when I was just podcasting, I used to think that my audience looked a certain way. I thought a certain, you know, or dressed a certain way. When I got on TikTok, it revealed to me who my audience was. And I was surprised. I was like, wow, that's my audience. And I connect with those people. You know, the amount of people that hit me up and, you know, send me a direct message and say, Robbie, man, I just want to let you know I appreciate you. I want to buy you a beer, or I want to take you out to lunch one day, you know, just to talk. And all I'm doing is expressing my thoughts. I'm not, you know, I'm not a magician. I'm not dancing. I'm not playing basketball. I'm not driving, you know, Lamborghinis or showing off mansions or showing $100,000 Rolexes. I'm not doing any of that on my social media platform. And I just express my opinion, and people still want to do business with me because they, first of all, whatever I'm saying, they find they're attracted to it. The way I say it, the way I deliver it, they are attracted to it. They still want to do business with me. So don't be afraid of putting yourself out there. Just hit the freaking record button. You know, start a podcast. Like, for instance, let me tell you how much leverage a podcast can have. Okay, so my last podcast before the one that I'm recording right now, I think my last podcast was recorded on September the 10th, 2021. The one before that was September 7th. The one before that was August 3rd. The one before that was, so I haven't even recorded that many podcasts. You know, in fact, this year in 2021, I took a break from February 26th from podcasting to July 7th. And then after August 3rd, I took a break from August 3rd to September 7th, and then the 10th, and then now, okay? You know, so the point is, I still got plays on my podcast. I still attracted people from my podcast simply because I had enough gonads to record myself and make it public for the world to consume. And that's what I'm encouraging you to do. If you really want to grow your brand, record yourself, you know, TikTok, podcast, YouTube, record your shit and get it out there. Master yourself and share this with someone that you feel deserves to hear it. If you're stuck doing something that you hate doing, if you're tired of your time being controlled by other people, if you're tired of having to ask permission to be off work, and if you're tired of trading time for money, if you desire to work from anywhere, or even if you just want to become educated and leverage the power of the internet, then you need to be in my online mastermind group. I created webassetgroup.com for individuals that always want to pick my brain about online business, about mindset, and about life in general. Webassetgroup.com is the only platform that you can DM me and I'll actually respond. You can ask me anything on affiliate marketing, drop shipping, marketing, web design, you name it, I'm here for you. It's the way to contact me directly. Not to mention, as more people join the community, you'll be able to interact with these individuals, share your ideas, and learn together. Even if you want me to critique your website and give you tips on what you can do to monetize your presence on the internet, we're going to be talking about all of that at webassetgroup.com. It's my personal social media mastermind community, and I'm inviting you to be a part of it.